Yes, indeed. Hello and welcome, everybody, to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with my guest co-host this week, Mrs. Adelie Hunt with the Lopez & Lopez team with Long Realty.
Hey, guys.
Like that, huh?
I like how you took it slow this time, so it wouldn't be such a tongue twister.
I know, yeah. I was practicing, actually, in the car on the way.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, particularly, like, I wanted to, before I was saying, the Lopez & Lopez group or something like that, so I wanted to, like, really make sure that I got everything correct.
Yeah, no,
like,
that was spot on.
The only thing I didn't have is I didn't know the website. I was going to say that, but you'll teach me it, so I'll be able to say it for next time.
That sounds good.
Which is?
MLS listing. .net.
Nice. That's easy enough to remember.
Right.
Huh? Yeah. Cool. Well, as we always do, we have an amazing show for you today. We have Mr. Ron Arenas of Picture Rock Clean Heating for the first part of the show, then Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona for the there in the second half of the show, along with Bob Call with Sunrise Business Investment Group. But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give grace to a very loving God that certainly blesses us all so very much. If you don't see it, go look in the mirror and look how lucky you are to have a nose that can breathe in air, to have a smile that can appreciate the joyful day. And I like to usually thank the Lord with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So all that being said, we have definitely one of the good character guys that I certainly like to model after. I was, before we started the show, I was comparing him to Deion Sanders, whether you like it or not, out there in the world. A really great model of a father to sons that, you know, it's a different type of recession plan with him, because he's kind of passing down his legacy, but they're creating their own legacy in their own way, different positions, a kind of different story, but nonetheless a father that just loves his sons, trying to set a good model for how to do it. And that's the cool thing I always love about having Ron Arenas, even though he is a pillar in our community when it comes to their air conditioning and heating and plumbing needs that we have here in Tucson. He's so much more than that. So I thank you, Ron, for coming on.
Well, thank you.
Sharing.
Yeah, what an honor to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And we regularly talk about, as we should, especially going into, I want to think we have, what, probably two or three more weeks until it starts getting really cold.
Yeah. Well, cold for Tucson.
Yeah, cold for us.
At least which is under 90, I think.
Where people start using their heater again. What time of year is that usually?
Probably November.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. So that being said, I'm guessing my wife's going to probably start doing it sooner. We like it really hot in our house, but you know, people are going to start using their heater again in November. They're going to try it. It's going to turn on. They're going to smell something burning, thinking that the house is on fire.
Right.
what should they do in the meantime to prepare for the winter season? Yeah,
they should get it checked, especially if you have a gas furnace, because you want to make sure that it's safe for you and your family to operate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. And how often do you deal with people that they turn on their heater and they think that something's wrong and actually everything's just fine? They just needed...
Pretty common, you know, in the beginning of the season for people to call and say that they smell something burning or it's just not quite working right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sometimes it just needs a servicing. Sometimes it needs a repair.
Mm-hmm. And when you say sometimes it needs a servicing, what does that traditionally mean? Like, what is your traditional yearly problem or...
Right. We go through the system. We make sure that it's firing right, that it's burning the gas right, that there's no gas leaks, that the heat exchanger is intact so that they're not getting poisoned while it's running.
Mm-hmm.
And just make sure that all the safeties on there are operating the way they should.
Mm, interesting. And I have a real estate agent in studio with me.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I do,
okay.
Surprisingly enough. And with this real estate agent, the thought is, what are some things that you think of in referring your clients to a heating and cooling person or even a plumbing person prior to them purchasing the house or even once they purchase the house?
So even like during our due diligence period for the client, they're able to check and or inspect the home. Mm-hmm. And so we make sure to hire a plumber to go in and check it. One of the biggest things that I've been running into recently is the plumbing aspect of it. So there's someone concerned about galvanized plumbing, the polybutylene pipes, and it's just like they go on about that. So it's like, can you explain a little bit more about those type of piping?
Yeah, the galvanized piping would be in older homes. So there's still sections of Tucson, the older section, that have galvanized piping. And those just, they kind of just get clogged up just throughout the years. It's almost like having clogged arteries. You know, it just keeps, the opening keeps getting smaller and smaller. And eventually it'll clog up and stop.
Mm.
With the polybutylene pipe that was installed, I think, primarily in the 80s, maybe early 90s, those have a tendency to break and flood the house.
Okay.
Yeah, and you could even have some insurance issues. Like I've heard that there's some insurance or insurers that aren't insuring houses with polybutylene. Mm.
Mm. Interesting.
So,
and just a quick question on this before we jump over to air quality. What older houses, polybutylene pipes?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'd say probably 80s houses.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we regularly talk about we should change our filters once a month, which
I
bought a big pack, so I do change them once a month. What are some of the other things people can look out for in making their air quality better in their household?
So there's some things that you can look out for. If you have a huge amount of dust or possibly you feel that the house is a little bit more drafty than it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You could have air leaks in the ductwork.
Okay.
Yeah. You could be pulling in outside air or air from your attic. That's, of course, not filtered and not the air that you want to be breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to have sealed ductwork and you want to have filtered air that you're breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also things that we can do. There's UV lights that actually clean the air.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And where do those go?
Those go inside the airstream, so they go inside your ductwork.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting.
I never heard of those.
Yeah. I know. I wish we had like 5 more hours since we could go into that for us. But real quick, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you if they want to connect. We'll have Ron back after the break. But
they can call us at 520-440-4069 or picturerockscooling.com.
Awesome. Well, that's Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. You'll get to hear more from him after break. I am Pastor John McClain of Veteran Rescue Mission. This is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm here with Mrs. Adelie Hunt. She's my guest co-host from the Lopez & Lopez team with Long Realty. If you go to NMLS.net.
NMLSListing.net.
You'll be able to find them. See? Practice.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, so. But definitely this would be behest if we did not give thanks to our amazing sponsors, Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, Pep Inc., Cat Ministries, BBB Serving Southern Arizona, Seat and Photography, We Care Tucson, Action Print and Copy, Cool View Tinting, Sabino Investment Management, Solistic Hospice, The Tucson Tasty Show, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial, Inspire Life Mortgage, Inspire Life Chiropractic, and White Stallion Ranch. That's all my breath, so you will have to listen to our sponsor. Hello, all you beautiful people out there. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain of that very Veteran Rescue Mission, the Homeless Veteran Transition Program, started in 2015. That's helped over 400 people get connected with housing. So blessed to do that and blessed to do this show, the Common Good Radio Show, here with Mrs. Adelie Hunt. She's been nice enough to agree to be my guest co-host once again. I guess I didn't scare you away the first time.
You twisted my arm, and I was like, okay, I'll be here.
I'm glad you didn't call the police on me for that. So I appreciate that. Adelie is with Lopez & Lopez team with the Long Realty. If you go on NMLSListing.net, you'll be able to connect with her and find a beautiful home, maybe sell your home, maybe, I don't know, get a squatters out of your home. I don't know everything they do, but if you connect with her, I'm sure she'll let you know.
Let's hope they don't have squatters.
Yeah, sure, that'd be horrible.
I think for all your real estate needs, she can take care of you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Probably call the police for the squatters or a social service agency. But that being said, I'm really excited actually to talk about this topic. I'm surprised we haven't talked about it sooner.
It's something that you know about.
It's something that I know a little bit about.
Yeah.
And the Army taught me about how fuel and water works.
Okay.
Not only the systems that make those things go, but just how to keep them pure and clean, how to tell when it's contaminated, all that kind of good stuff. So plumbing, I know a little bit about plumbing. Definitely being a pool contractor for many years, I put in pumps and put in filters, sand, cartridge, reverse osmosis filters I've dealt with. So, you know, I know a little dibble dabble about that type of stuff. So I know that you guys deal with water quality.
Whole house filtration systems.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. Kind of what it is, it's whole house filtration, so that every faucet, every place that the water comes out, every fixture that the water comes out is is filtered. Not only taking out the most of the chlorine and the chemicals that are in it, because your skin absorbs any of those chemicals.
Yeah.
So you're not only getting them from drinking it or cooking with it, but also showering in it. So, it's an everyday thing. And the cleaner your water and the cleaner your air, the more healthier you should be.
Yeah.
More healthy you should be.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I mean, a lot of people, I guess day to day, like we really don't think about it unless we're, you know, air quotes for the people in the radio land who can't see me, unless you're a health nut. You don't think about, you know, what you're consuming as a whole, you know, in regards to, you know, exactly how many calories you're intaking, what are those nutrients you're intaking, and that same thing applies to what we're drinking. Like I know for the longest time I drank soda like 2 liters a day.
Yeah.
And so I started having issues with my teeth.
Yeah.
So then I was like, well, you know, I have to really start considering this. And here in Tucson, and this is why, you know, I got into water in Tucson, was outside of my time in the military. Owning a pool company and getting into water was because in Tucson we have really high sodium, high calcium water.
We do, we have some hard water here.
We have really hard water here, and you know that affects you.
It affects
your body, and particularly for those who want some pure, clear water, whether it's in your swimming pool that you're swimming in, or it's in your shower or you're drinking. I know a lot of people have those kind of like little Brita systems that they use because they want to drink pure water, which is, you know, can make their water ostensibly as pure as the bottle water that you have with a system like you're talking about, which I haven't been in the industry for so long. I don't even know what one of those systems, the average range cost is, but it pretty much makes it so you don't have to buy bottled water ever again. And not only that, you don't have to buy bottled water ever again, but your shower that you're showering in is bottled water. Your swimming pool that you're swimming in is bottled water. The water that you're bathing your baby in is bottled water.
Yes.
So, I feel like that was a pretty good commercial.
But
you tell us more.
That was excellent.
Yeah. What questions do you have, actually, Adelie?
Would it be with, like, you have your water softener, so would you still need a water softener if you use your water filtering system?
You don't. You don't need a water softener. I mean, we drink water right out of our kitchen faucet.
Wow. And how often would you need to change that?
So there is a pre-filter that's like a kind of like a paper filter, and that's once a year. And then the other filters are... You change those about every 10 years.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
And what type of system is it? Or what type of systems? Maybe systems? Different systems you work with?
It has three different canisters that the water goes through. Yeah.
And it's a cartridge filter system.
It's, they're about 4 feet tall.
Okay.
Yeah, the big cartridges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people have the water loops inside their garage or right next to their house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they'd be.
Nice.
Yeah, wherever their supply would be.
Yeah, because ostensibly, I mean, it is a water softener.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like you're pretty much making all the water in your house So even though I think soft is kind of
conditioning it.
Yeah. It's not really wrong because you're like soft is based off the neutrality of the water. So pretty much you're making it less than neutral. But I want to think one of these systems is making the water neutral, making it, you know, kind of ideally where you want it to be.
Right.
Yeah. And it's also better for your fixtures, for your shower heads, for your, you know, kitchen faucet, you know, so you don't have all that calcium buildup in there.
Yeah.
And it makes them
last
longer.
When you soften, you add salt.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. And this is a no salt, no electricity system.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
Nice. So it's like a pressure, like almost like an RO system.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's almost like an oversized RO system.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah. That's super cool.
So you don't have to add the salt every month.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't regenerate and waste all that extra water.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's explain the process then. Adelie, she's got a client. They just bought a house. They want to put in a system that's makes their water as pure as they could possibly get it because they got a 11-week-old baby. they're the McLean family.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
What does that process look like? How do you walk them through that?
We would take a look at the house and see if there's already a loop in there, a water loop. Like if they built it for some kind of water softening system, and if not, we'd have to figure out where we're going to put it.
Okay.
But I mean, we'll find a way to make it accessible, and then we have to figure out like how many bathrooms, so that we know how much water that house is going to use. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a bigger system for a 3-bathroom house than a 1-bathroom house. Yeah.
Nice.
So we'd go through that.
Calling, all my clients and be like, you guys need to call Ron.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So we'd walk through that whole process and get all the details on that, and then we can put a system together.
Okay.
And present it.
Interesting. And the kind of the acquisition of that system, Is there a loan process available?
There is. We do financing. Okay. Yeah, we offer financing on any of our plumbing projects or our air conditioning and heating projects.
Nice. Super cool. Super cool. Thanks. And one last time, how can people get a hold of you?
They can call us at 520-440-4069 or picturerockscooling.com.
440-4069. That's pretty easy to remember.
I think so.
Yeah, that's kind of catchy. Did you do that on purpose or just luck of the draw?
No, but I've had that same number for 24 years.
Wow.
Wow, nice. 440-4069. I can't forget it now. Yeah, I'm going to say it every single show.
Burned into your head.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, that's Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. Thanks once again, brother.
Great, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
And you'll hear him again in 2 weeks. He's on as a guest co-host the second week of the month. So, thank you for that,
brother.
I'll be here. And I'm Pastor John McLean with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, here with Adelie Hunt with the Lopez & Lopez team with Long Realty. She's bilingual, so if you have any bilingual real estate needs, she's definitely someone I would highly suggest you give a call. And as well, if you haven't been to VeteranRescueMission.org, check it out. You'll find out about the Common Good Radio Show, as well as the Tucson Tasty Show, as well as Veteran Rescue Mission, the work we do connecting homeless veterans with housing. If you are a homeless veteran, or if you are a veteran that needs help with benefits in any way, shape, or form, check us out. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McLean of that very Veteran Rescue Mission, here with Adelie Hunt of the Lopez & Lopez team of Long Realty. Thank you for joining me, Natalie.
Thanks for having me today and here for all your guys' real estate needs.
I know. Yeah, absolutely. For sure. And we had the good fortune of talking about all kind of the real estate needs you'd have in regards to your air conditioning and plumbing and heating and all the other good stuff. You learned a little something about water systems, something you can recommend to your clients.
I wanted to continue that conversation. I had so many questions.
Yeah, well, next show, next time.
Next time.
Because I think you were here, your guest co-host, the last time I interviewed him, so next time for sure. But here we have two amazing ladies in studio, definitely two of my favorite ladies, right? Just right behind my wife and my daughter. Those two, those are the top of the list right now. But we have Denise Alvarez, the Director of Operations with BBB serving Southern Arizona, and Irene Coppola, the CEO of BBB's Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. Thank you for joining me once again.
Yes, you know, and I have to say, every time I hear the introduction song, you know what? Next month, I need to bring a six-pack of the Sun-Kissed Orange Soda. Mm. That's immediately what I think of, is that orange soda from, you know, back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And
just hanging out by the pool.
Yeah.
Just drinking.
You don't know something. What I'm talking about, Denise. But here's you. We know what that song reminds us of.
Yeah. Well, you know what that song always also reminds me of? Especially all the pictures I saw. The Spark Leadership Summit. Mm-hmm. That just sunshine and happiness and good times. Like, I was, my friend Andreas, actually one of the co-hosts of the show, was there. Chris Edwards was there. I feel like I could go probably a list and take up all your time of all my friends that were there. Mm-hmm. And I was just so mad that I couldn't be there because I was here. Yep. But tell us about how that turned out and give us the 411.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, this was, I'm just going to say it, this was like a dream of ours since last year. Nice. And it just came to fruition, and it was almost like surreal, and it was weird. Like, after it was all over, it was just like, oh my gosh, we actually did this. We did this for Southern Arizona, because that's really what we wanted, who we wanted to impact, you know, our service area, Southern Arizona. And just the few names that you mentioned right now, they were just a little bit of that just awesome team that helped us out. You know, our presenters, we had over five presenters, most of them local. We had one come in from Minneapolis, but just really give a dynamic message all day long about leadership. Mm. And it was face-to-face. It was, you know, in person, able to have that dialogue. Mm. And it was just a wonderful opportunity to be able to serve our community.
Yeah, it looked beautiful. Yes. It looked amazing. Mm-hmm. The setup, it was just, I was so jealous. I was so jealous.
Did you have FOMO?
I will be there on Thursday at your next event because I'm not missing any more Better Business Bureau events, because you guys ain't no party like a Better Business Bureau party.
That's right.
You're excited about it now. Well, that's very exciting. And you guys are preparing for your 2024 Torch Awards?
Yes. So nominations are open. So if you know, work for or own a company and you want to nominate, please visit bbb.org/Tucson Torch to nominate the company.
Okay. And who should apply for the Torch Awards?
You know, anybody who is making an impact, anybody who considers that they work for or know a company that's trustworthy and ethical. Mm. It's an application process, but nominations, again, are open right now, and you can self-nominate. We promise we won't tell anybody that you did that.
Okay, good.
Right? I'm all voting for myself over here.
So with the Torch Awards, is it just for businesses?
So we have different categories. So we have a for-profit, non-profit category, and then we have our Spark Award for millennial entrepreneurs.
Okay.
And so it you know, anybody can apply. Like I said, the nomination is really short. It's like a 2-minute form that you have to fill out, and then there's an application process. But yes, I mean, we welcome anybody in Southern Arizona to apply for the awards.
Nice.
And what does the students' ethics video have?
Last year we started a scholarship and award for students that tell us about ethics and the role it plays in their life. So they just have to do a 30 to 60 second video, and we have three prizes. So we have first place is $2,000, second is $1,000, and the third is $500 towards their college education. Mm-hmm. So.
Nice. That's super cool.
Yeah, and it's open to all graduating seniors in Southern Arizona.
Okay.
So if you're listening in Nogales, Sierra Vista, Douglas, Bisbee, everybody can apply. Mm-hmm.
Nice. And as I mentioned earlier, your guys' events are awesome. I mean, and I say that because I see the pictures, because I've never been to them. I've been so blessed to have you guys' support for years, and I just, either something was going on or I just wasn't in the loop on your events. So for those that want to know, for me who wants to know, what are your events, what days are they on, when can people expect them, how can people get plugged in?
Absolutely. So first of all, follow us on social media because you will see all of our updates there. If you go to bbb.org, go down to the hamburger menu, click on events, you will see all of our events. But just top of mind, fourth Thursday of every month is our networking mixer.
Okay.
We have them in various areas around town. The only months we do not have one is the month of November and December, of course, because the fourth Thursday is during the holidays. Mm-hmm. But we love to see you all. You do not have to be an accredited business to attend.
Okay.
We do not charge. So we just want to create a platform where we can have people meet each other, network, get to know who you are, what you provide. And we just want to do it in a fun space.
Nice.
Yeah. And then every spring we have our Torch Awards. And this year it's going to be held on April 19th at the Casino del Sol. We have a new event that we will be doing because Spark was so successful.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a Spark, but entirely in Spanish.
Oh,
and that was going to be called Fuego.
Okay.
It's going to be held in June.
That's awesome.
Yes. And then, of course, we'll have Spark again. We're going to move it instead of September. We're going to do it in August because September, we found, is incredibly busy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving it to August.
Okay.
Yes. And
cool.
And then we're going to have, of course, our business directory, and that's going to be every fall, just in time for the fall home show.
Nice.
But yeah, so that's
cool.
Our calendar looks like.
Well, for a business or a person who wants to plug in with you guys, how can they connect and how can they get a hold of you?
BBB.org. That's the place. Yes.
That's the place.
That's the place to go.
Easy squeezy lemon, squeezy cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or come meet us at the mixers. They're free.
Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you once again for joining us. Yeah, that's
our pleasure.
That's Denise Alvarez and Irene Coppola with the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. Put that whole thing in on Facebook or it won't come up.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Adley Hunt with the Lopez & Lopez team with Long Realty. We'll catch you next week. God bless. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I know last segment I told you at the end that was the end of the show, but it actually isn't the end of the show. We have another segment. So here we are.
Yep. He was ready to pack his bags and go.
I know. I was at home already snuggling with my little 11-week-old baby kissing on her, but here I am with you. That's Adley Hunt. She was gracious enough to step in as my guest co-host. She is with the Lopez & Lopez team with Long Realty. I'm not sure why I'm saying it with that accent. I think it's because I want to remind people that Adley Hunt is your bilingual realtor. So if you have bilingual needs, you have an abuela or you have, you know, a family member that just feels most comfortable speaking Spanish to do these type of transactions, then definitely I'd be the one. I my dad and my mom both were actually Spanish linguists in the Army. So I know my dad at one time had to deliver medical news to people that lost family members. So, you know, there's a comfortability in speaking, you know, one's own language. So definitely if that's a need you have in your life, give Adley Hunt a call at
520-227-3915.
Awesome. And that being said, we have another brilliant person here in studio with us. I want to think it would be arguably safe to say one of the smartest people I know. I think it's arguable.
I'm not going to argue with
you. And his name is Bob Call. He is with the Sabino Investment Management Group. I'm not quite rich enough to elicit his services, I don't think, yet. But this is definitely, he's a genius when it comes to investments and just how it works and kind of explaining it. He's breaking it down to it layman forms. I know it because I understand it most of the time when he talks it. But certainly I'm really excited kind of with a couple of the topics we're going to be talking about today because I look forward to either proving or disproving some of the misnomers that are out there, particularly around, like, I know watching like business news, like this economist will predict that, like, or for the longest time it seemed like, especially around the COVID time, that recession was like, or depression was like right around the corner, like any second now you better get ready for that bread line because you may be standing in it. And then some people predict that were on the cusp of growth, you know, particularly, you know, not to get political, but Donald Trump at, you know, on the kind of the right out of COVID, or right as COVID was beginning, of saying, you know, once this hurt that we're going through ends, we're going to see a big boom, which in a lot of ways I think we have in some capacity. So what is your position in regards to the trends that we can expect in our economy moving forward?
Well, I've listened to several economists talk about the possibility of recession. And so right now, I would put the probability of a recession here in the United States at about 80%.
Interesting.
If I had to put a number on it.
Okay. And that's a very high number.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If that was a batting average, that'd be the best batter in baseball history. That'd be a good free throw percentage. So, yes, go on.
So there are a number of reasons for that. Currently, some major countries in Europe are in recession, Germany, Italy. There are several other countries that are on the cusp of recession. Mm. So the UK, basically the entire Euro area. Mm-hmm.
The whole EU.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting.
And China's having problems with the real estate and construction sectors right now. There are problems with credit in China. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're not going to see a continuation of the boom that we saw in the past in China. So that, you know, we're part of a global economy. Mm-hmm. And if we look at the Purchasers Managers Index, and for the manufacturing sector, it's below that. Well, they use a measure of 50 as being above or below, you know, to indicate expansion or contraction. So when it's below 50 and is currently at 48.9 for September, that indicates we're in a contractionary period. Mm-hmm. So the services sector is still barely in positive territory at 50.2, but it's been declining on a regular basis.
Interesting. And is there any relation to outside of it being a global market? I know the last time we had you on the show, you were talking about kind of like almost like this EU type collective that's building between Brazil, China, Russia, and India. That will likely devalue the dollar. Is that related at all?
Not so much in terms of a recession in the U.S. Mm-hmm. The BRICS, they call them BRICS Plus now because it's more than five countries. Mm-hmm. But the BRICS Plus, they had their annual conference in South Africa, August 22nd through the 24th. They admitted some additional countries. Mm-hmm. There's kind of a long list of countries that want to participate, and they're invited to the meetings, but they're not full participants at this point. So that is gaining momentum. And, it's clear that the world is moving away from the dollar. So in spite of that, the dollar's been fairly strong recently. Mm-hmm. But we have a monthly trade deficit of anywhere between $60 and $75 billion per month. So to offset that trade imbalance, we need a constant flow of capital coming in from other countries to keep the currency stable.
I had another question.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So are we still kind of seeing somewhat of a recession already from the past months, or are they waiting for like something big to where it's like, this is the recession to determine it? Did that question make sense?
Yeah, she wants to know, when do we start lining up for the food lines? Do we buy the tents now or later?
Because I feel like we've already kind of seen little signs of recession, right, within our economy. Yeah. But are they, with you saying like, well, we're waiting, it's like 80%.
So one economist, he talked about federal tax receipts, and he said since 1980, we've never seen federal tax receipts decline without a recession following it shortly thereafter. So in the third quarter of 2022, federal tax receipts were at $3.22 trillion. In the second quarter of this year, it was down to $2.94 trillion. So a decline of about 6%. And so I think There have been some economic statistics put out by the government that people don't really believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they put out the employment statistics, and for the last 3 years, they continue to adjust them afterwards mm-hmm. downward.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been adjusted on a monthly basis downward for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so the employment statistics are not very reliable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the inflation statistics can also be manipulated. And so, I don't know about you, but when I look in the inflation statistics, I'm thinking that's not my world.
Yeah. And that's kind of like my thoughts is like, what are some markers or some signs that we can look out for to say, okay, yeah, this is a recession. I mean, mm-hmm. particularly looking back, you know, 2008, me and Adelie were both relatively young. Mm-hmm. I would like to think in that time. but it did hit me. I was a pool landscape contractor at that time. Thankfully, I was relatively what I thought was a successful young man. And it just shook up my business. And it got to the point where I did, instead of doing one or two businesses, I had to do 8 or 9 businesses to make a similar type of income. So what would you say are some markers, you know, outside of the business owners that we can look out for in saying, oh, yeah, this is what a recession looks like, or this is what moving towards a recession looks like?
I think the federal tax receipts are a good indication, because that measures not only profits of the S&P 500, but, you know, basically the entire business economy in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So it includes all the small businesses.
Mm. Mm.
You know, when profits decline, business owners do not try, you know, they scale back their expectations in mm-hmm. terms of capital expenditures, hiring plans, and that sort of thing.
Well, speaking of expectations, like what are the expectations for the financial market moving forward?
Well, if we look at the S&P 500, the current PE ratio is 24.4.
Mm.
And the dividend yield is 1.6, so it's 1.6%. So we're at a pretty high valuation level, especially if you consider the possibility of a recession.
Mm-hmm.
And dividend yields are low. So I think there's, you know, certainly a good possibility we're going to see further corrections in the stock market here in the U.S.
Nice.
If I look at foreign stocks, that's a different situation. So some of the ETFs that I own now are the Franklin FTSE Latin American ETF. So the PE ratio there is 8.1, dividend yield 7.4%. So a much more favorable valuation. In the U.S. bonds, I would, you know, I prefer short duration, like a 2-year average, high credit quality. You don't get paid to, you're not being paid to take additional risk at this point.
How can people get a hold of you if they want to get your assistance?
The best way to find me is look at my website, sabinoim.com.
Okay.
And it has my contact information there.
Sabinoim.com. You can find Bob Call with Sabino Investment Management. Thanks for joining us, Bob.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. That is Bob with Sabino Investment Management. I'm Pastor John McClain with Veteran Rescue Mission. This is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm here with Adley Hunt with the Lopez & Lopez team with Long Realty. If you go to NMLSlisting.net, you can get a hold of her, as well as if you call
520-227-3915.
As well as go to veteranrescuemission.org to find out more about the show, as well as our other shows, as well as the work we do with veterans. Right now, we're definitely looking for vehicles for our volunteers to take our veterans to their different appointments. So if you want to donate a vehicle or donate any electronics, go to veteranrescuemission.org. Catch you next week.